Culture Congress. I'm your host, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez. I'm here with the very funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what time it is? Tell him what time it is. Let him know what's going on with you.
I've been watching Predator over and over again.
Really? That bad? Was that good?
And, of course, we have the king of late-night radio here in Tampa, Florida, Mr. Joey Franchise.
The kind!
How you doing? Have you watched that Predator yet?
Not yet. No, I just got movie passes today to go see it, so I'm going to make that a thing. I've just been caught up playing Spider-Man on PS4, you know, trying to get busy on that and unlock all these suits.
Let's talk about movie passes. We're going to get some preview passes to see that Venom movie, so we're going to be able to review that. I don't know if you're going to... You might have to take the night off for that.
I got to figure it out. Maybe it'd be like the Deadpool situation when we saw the events for that, where it was before my show.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Are you going to really take a day off just to see Venom?
Nah. Maybe if it was like Spider-Man Far From Home.
If it happened to fall on a religious holiday, you could see it.
There you go.
All right. Well, talking about movies that are also coming out, Captain Marvel trailer dropped today. Wildfire on the socials. Mm. Your first impression, Mr. Tarek Lewis?
I thought I would rather watch a mildly attractive woman peel a banana and throw it away than watch that trailer over
again. Why?
It was not
okay.
Getting replayed at the gym when I'm on the machine.
Yeah.
It was not exciting.
It was a teaser.
It was not dope.
No,
I would rather them just do like sound effects and then show the logo or something.
Tickle your interest?
At all, man.
No?
At all. She's slapping an old woman on a bus.
Man.
And the little green elves out.
Mm-mm. But all the green elves, those are the Skrulls,
bro.
Oh, man.
And then Samuel Jackson looking like Mr. Glass. I was
look like Mr. Glass.
Not excited. And it may be because I'm more excited for Infinity War. I'm like, I don't even want to see this. I may be a little biased.
We do see the pager, though.
We see the pager, yeah.
We did? I don't remember the pager.
It was green screen, though.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
It was like the OG, like, pager.
The OG pager?
Yeah, what was it? 143, I love you.
Yeah.
With that type of text.
You live in that time, Joey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But, yo, I mean, I was hyped for it. I'm not going to lie. But you know what? At this point, anything Marvel Studios drops, I get hyped for. They could have videoed the dirt, and I would have got hyped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With some real dramatic music in the background. Like, I'm going to cool. But I will say the best part of that interview, and it just brought back, you know, just that nostalgic feeling.
Right.
Was her falling into the Blockbuster.
Yeah,
I thought that was epic.
Scene.
That was dope.
Because you understand how many, like endless Friday nights I would spend just choosing video games and movies at Blockbuster.
I was very sad.
Hurt my heart when they
Blockbuster next to my house closed. The famous one in Town and Country area. Remember that one?
Yes,
one in Hillsborough there? When that finally closed, I ran in there and bought a whole bunch of movies and video games back in the day.
Well, we're a little older than you, Joey, but that was our Tinder.
Yeah.
That's where you would go to meet.
Mm-hmm.
I was the focus on that. I was playing 64 in the, the demo with Diddy Kong Racing and things like that. Pokemon.
Yep. Oh, goodness.
Good times.
That was good times.
I just reminisce. But the trailer was dope.
I like Captain Marvel. I enjoy that character. You know, when I read her in Marvel stories, but I like her in ensembles. Her as a standalone character, this is like an introduction to her character and for anybody who's going to the movies and wants to know about the Kree and the Skrulls and how, you know, that all that alien lore fits into the Marvel universe in the movies, in the cinematic universe. But for me, there's not a lot of meat on the bone with her character.
Yeah.
Unless she's in the ensemble, you know? Like, you know, when she's talking to Jessica Jones in the comic book, or, you know, she's in the comic book, she's best friends with her when she's part of the Avengers. And I'm about to read, actually, I'm really, 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 really way far behind on. It's finally read Civil War 2, where it's her team against Iron Man's team. And they're arguing over this character, this inhuman that can see crimes before they happen. Mm-hmm. And whether they should use him or not, his powers or not. So that's the battle on that. But and everything, like, and even like the new Avengers and stuff like that, whenever she's included in an ensemble cast, I enjoy it a lot more than I don't know. I just, her standalone story seems interesting. I guess kind of like this like a little intro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's gonna be like a Captain Marvel 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it might not yet. It'd probably throw her.
You know,
into
I think
it,
this is just kind of like we're throwing her in the ensemble. We don't have no time to build her up and actually throw her in the Avengers movie and do her justice.
Yeah.
So this is her introduction. and then we're throwing her in the Avengers mix. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Listen, I'm going to watch the movie. Like I probably will be more excited as time goes. But the trailer itself, just judging the trailer itself, it didn't do anything to enthuse me or like make me talk about it.
I was interested. That was about it. Yeah. Or I mean, we're talking about it now. So it's, you know, Captain Marvel. It's a build up to the sequel of or Avengers 4, I think, or Avengers 4. Right? That's what the number 4?
Yeah, it'll be 4.
It'll be four. Avengers?
Yeah.
So it's the build-up to Avengers 4, of course. And we'll see what a whole... When we get a little bit more meteor trailer in the future that gives us more of the plot or where exactly they're taking the movie.
I like that touched on, you know, some of the important pieces, like of her costume. Like, they added the helmet with the mohawk.
I liked it. I like the green. Cool. I like the green.
Really dope. That was cool.
I like the green effect, the original costume. Yeah. That's what the Kree soldiers wear.
I will say, it does look like they're going to be doing some interesting stuff with the plot. Because, like she says, you know, I'm starting to remember things. And
right.
We'll see some little flashbacks in her origin. I think that'll be cool.
You did like it.
I did not like it. Don't try to force
that
on
detail.
Me. I remember it.
It felt like more of a Nick Fury movie than it did a Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah. Right. It was kind of like an introduction.
How did affirmative action affect Nick Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D.? How did he move up the ladder? Was it a quota?
All right. So God. Captain Marvel, of course, is also the big movie posters up on the socials, too. Just didn't get much out of the poster. So
yeah,
I guess it's just a teaser. So I'll take it as that as only that. So look forward to that. Captain Marvel is supposed to drop when we're talking about
March of next year.
Oh my goodness.
One quick side note on the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this when we did Infinity War. I want to see Valkyrie again.
Yeah.
They got to show those
people who survive.
I want to see Valkyrie and I want to see a Hawkeye Black Widow movie.
I'm going to be honest with you. If they don't go all out with part two, I'm going to be very disappointed. Like, I need to see every character that's alive somehow be involved in that final fight or something like that. If I don't see that, I think I'm going to be very disappointed.
Well, they did say for Infinity, the sequel to Infinity War, like, that there's a dope scene where all the characters are, like, just gathered together. Yeah. Whether it's in combat, I have no idea. Yeah. But there is going to be one big scene.
Like, if there's not a big call up, there's not even a big call up to like the Netflix characters that they know about. I don't know.
I could do without that.
Yeah, I don't know, but if they know they're around or they know they're available or somehow, I don't know.
They're street level.
They're street level.
Yeah, that's when you get the IMDb credits.
Talking about the street level Netflix guys. I did finish Iron Fist season 2, and it's interesting because like I get all the flack for all the season one stuff. I enjoyed it, but not too much.
It took me a while to really get into it. Same thing with Jessica Jones. Like, it was really like pulling teeth to get me through the first season.
Season two kind of dragged too. Season one was okay for me, but season two kind of dragged a bit. But in this one, I mean, if you ever read an Iron Fist comic book, this is not the Iron Fist that we know. You know what I'm saying? This is like an unsure Danny Rand, you know, he kind of won the Iron Fist, but he's, you know, not using his power to his full potential. He's really just destroying stuff where the Iron Fist can do has a lot of powers. It can do it. It can heal people. It can, you can channel it through weapons. You can do a bunch of stuff with it, with the Iron Fist that at this point, his character doesn't even realize he can do. He's just training and breaking down walls and beating up bad guys right now, you know?
Listen, I had a Chevy Blazer with a V8 engine and a lot of horsepower. I never went over 70.
I know, sometimes you don't
test your limits.
I get it. But it's a good a building block for his character, the whole season.
Okay.
The action, the fighting is, they really stepped it up. Every fight, even with it wasn't him or it was the Misty Knight character or it was the Colleen Wing character, all the fights were well done, well choreographed. Everything was believable, you know.
That's awesome.
It was like watching a kung fu movie, you know.
That's good. Yeah, because that first season really left a bad taste in my mouth.
It could have been a lot better, but I think they like said, okay, we're at where we're at with season one, how can we make it better and steer some things in the right direction, and that's what they did with this season. So
I only got through halfway through the first episode.
There is some seasons that do drag.
Yeah,
and there is some shows that some episodes that do drag.
Yeah,
so I will warn you on that before you invest your time in it. Okay?
I will just say one of the big things for the first season is that he wasn't fighting well. Like, he's definitely fighting better, at least on that first.
Yeah.
Few things. So I'm happy about that. I'm intrigued. I'm gonna give him a chance. I liked him in the Defenders. and his little cameo.
Yeah,
in Luke
I liked
Cage.
The Defenders too, and the Luke Cage cameo. It was very good too as well.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out. I definitely recommend it. Some people, Iron Fist is just not their cup of tea, you know, and I don't think you'll miss out on anything if you don't see Iron Fist. So if that's not your thing, so check it out. If you like it, if you don't, it's okay. I think you'll survive. Cool. let's get into, we did get a membership finally for DC Universe, which I'm going to have to cancel soon. No, I'm just kidding.
Good looks on that.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's just a 7-day trial. So if anybody wants to try out the DC Universe app, they do offer a monthly subscription now. That you pay $7.99 a month.
Okay.
And you do get the first 7 days free. Mm. So you can log in now if anybody's listening to this and they want to try out the DC Universe app, go ahead and try it out. You try out the first 7 days free and they will charge you, you know, after the 7 days. I did share you guys all the logins and everybody did kind of check it out watch something on it. So what's your first impressions about the app, Terry?
You know, I was skeptical about this, but I was actually a little hyped when I got on there. I was like, I can watch the original Superman and I can see Crisis on Two Earths and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think about the comic book aspect of it.
Yeah, but you could read the Crisis on it.
Yeah. I didn't think about the comic book aspect of it. Yeah. All these comics that I don't that I missed out on.
Right.
You know, Identity Crisis and stuff. Right.
Like I was reading the Teen Titans number one, the introduction, the very first one. Like, you know, to try and buy that book is, you know, $1,000 in the pocketbook. You know.
Right.
So it's cool, but I like there's little errors. You know, like those. I guess maybe those older comic books are just weren't imported right.
Yeah.
So there was like some bottom parts were like cut off. You couldn't read the dialogue, bars that they put on the bottom.
Yeah. I believe it said POW.
There's like a lot more there, but okay. You know, you couldn't read it. You know, it just, I guess, because it was an older comic book, the way that they cut them.
Yeah.
You know, the way they cut them for the program, some things didn't translate well as others did.
They got the interns using the scanner. That's
what
it is.
Yeah.
what do you think about it, Joey?
I liked it. I'm actually, you know, I spent some time running through it, seeing what it had to offer. The comic thing, I totally forgot, like, wasn't aware of, and I thought it was really awesome because you can really go back and, like, you know, like you said, you went back and look at the Teen Titans issue. And I actually got a chance to go back and watch some old cartoons that, you know, Batman animated series is one of my favorites ever. Yeah. So I literally was just caught up watching that. Watched a couple episodes of that, which I was kind of curious. I wanted to see if they really had everything in here. Out of curiosity, I went to see if they had the Green Lantern Ryan Reynolds movie.
Mm, yeah.
It's not there.
It's not there.
It's like they totally disowned that.
Yeah, I think they did. It's quite possible. Hey, you know, they might bring it back. You know, who knows? Yeah. I don't know. You know, honestly, I think when they finally introduce the Green Lantern, is going to be like that. That movie was kind of canon.
Yeah.
You know,
but I just wonder if they're going to have enough content. You know,
yeah, that's always
interesting. Well, they're making their own. They're gonna, of course, they're gonna have the Titan show.
That's what I'm really waiting for. I'm anticipating that Titan show, and it's dope too. Because what we just saw, there was a clip of that went out of Jason Todd meeting Grayson,
right?
So that was pretty awesome. I'm kind of hyped for this show.
Yeah, there was that. So check it out, guys. You get the first 7 days free. So we recommend it. It was at least. It was good. I was kind of disappointed. Like, it wasn't like, you know, like I did watch one Batman movie, and every time a new character came out, then like, then it didn't like give me like, hey, you want to learn more about this character? Click here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I thought that was going to be.
I guess they're like, if you don't know who Dr. Freeze is by now.
Well, some people don't.
Unsubscribe.
The DC universe is so many multiple universes and Earths.
Yeah.
It's more confusing.
Yeah, it's very hard to distinguish between the Trickster and Toy Man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens. All right, guys. So check out the DC Universe whenever you can. The DC Universe app is on a bunch of different applications. I don't know if it's on PlayStation or Xbox yet, but I will check. So talking about applications, our favorite one of all time, of course, Netflix. They just released a new channel. They actually flipped the Defenders like page on Facebook. They flipped it and they called it now NX. So they promote all their sci-fi and anime and comic book shows They promote it there on that Facebook page now.
Okay.
And that's where I learned about that. There, Netflix is actually working on a brand new Avatar The Last Airbender live action TV show for Netflix. Netflix original series. What do you think about that, Tarek? Do you think that they're still juicing that?
There's a little piece of me that wants to shed a tear.
Yeah?
Because Avatar is one of my favorite action cartoons. I even like The Legend of Korra, which I haven't finished yet.
That is a good show.
Yeah, but I loved Avatar. I thought the live action movie, I thought it looked good.
I did say it looked good as well. But I was very disappointed with it.
It just wasn't well done. So
I was very disappointed with it.
They got the original creators on this one, back for this one. So I'm really hyped about this. The only thing I saw was the image you sent was the image of the Apu.
The flying buffalo.
So I'm hyped about it. I'm hyped.
Huh. What do you think, Joey?
No, it's going to be dope.
They're going to drop the ball or it's going to
fly? No, I don't think they'll drop the ball. I think Netflix does a really good job, especially taking characters like that and just kind of prolonging an entire season for it. Similar to what they did with the Marvel stuff. So I think Netflix is going to probably hit it out the park with this. Where the movie kind of lacked, that came out years ago.
Yeah. Well, now they got more time.
You know. And I think visually it'll be on point. I'm here for it.
Where would they take the story, though? Because obviously they told the story already in animation form. Where would they take it now if they use the same character,
Well, they might just retell it.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
It's like what they do with all the Disney movies. They're not doing anything. They're not reinventing the wheel too much with Beauty and the Beast.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of that.
Just made it live action.
You can just cut out some episodes.
Classic story, though.
They might tweak a couple things.
Yeah, you can definitely cut out some episodes on the original Avatar.
I don't know, but I'm going to invest my time in a live action show just to see the whole story again. I don't know.
I'm curious to see how they do the fights and how they do the air bending and water bending and all that stuff. Mm. Now they could always do it right after the other Avatar ended. We don't have any story.
Yeah.
Of that one.
Yeah, I say that definitely pick it up from there. There's got to be more things, or him saving people and fixing,
or they can do it in the modern era. He's just, one of them is an accountant, and the other guy is, he works at Publix, but in the deli section, so he uses firebending to heat meat.
And somebody shares a picture of him on Facebook and some famous.
Imagine if your girl was a waterbender, you just couldn't, you just had to accept whatever she said. All right.
Oh, man, that's crazy. All right, guys. So check out all that stuff that we talked about. Everything's available now. The trailer's up. DC Universe is available. You can check out Iron Fist Season 2 on Netflix. And talking about future events, of course, this weekend is MegaCon Tampa here in Tampa, Florida at the Tampa Bay Convention Center, or the downtown one. They're going to have Jeffrey Dean Morgan in the house over there.
That's dope. Okay.
A lot of Walking Dead. Actually, let me go to the official website here so I'll make sure I'm announcing the right people. there's a lot of Walking Dead actors. I think both Doctor Who's are going to be in the house.
Wow. Mm.
The original and the new one. I think also, let's see here. Oh, my celebrities are loading. Manu Bennett, who plays Deathstroke in the Arrow TV show.
Yeah. I like to call him Crixus. It's Crixus and Spartacus.
Yeah.
It's my boy.
So, the Harry Potter twins are going to be in the house.
Oh,
David I don't even know if I'm saying his last name right, but it's okay. He's in Gotham. He plays Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
And he's going to be in the house. The gentleman, Sheen Pertwee, who plays Alfred in Gotham as well, is going to be in there. We got a whole bunch of Star Trek actors from the Next Generation, like John Delancey. You're going to have Marina Sirtis, who plays Counselor Troy. Corbin Benson, who's also in, of course, Michael Dorn is going to be in the house as well. The Clan himself, I forgot his name now.
Worf.
There you go. Yes, thank you very much. And then we have some Firefly actors are going to be in the house. And of course, for you, Joey, Jason David Frank is going to be in the building.
Yeah,
the original Green White Ranger.
/ White Ranger.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, a couple of people did cancel. They were supposed to have Christian Serrato, so I was hoping to see you there. She's beautiful. A girl who plays the girl who's in Walking Dead.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Which one in Walking Dead?
She is she's the Spanish girl.
Oh, yeah.
I forget her name.
Rosita.
Yeah, Rosita. There you go. She plays Rosita.
Yeah.
And
I like how you try to stay politically correct and not say the Latin girl.
Yeah. Latina, it's okay. I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's unfortunately, she had to cancel. And then, of course, Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future was supposed to be in the building. He had to cancel. But there's going to be some interesting actors there if you want to get their photo, pay for them photo ops or their signatures. They will be in the building. Of course, there's going to be a lot of comic creators also in the building. And we, as Geek Culture Congress, will be covering it as media. So Tarek will be walking around trying to get some funny things going on in the AmeriCon, and Joey's gonna also be doing some videos.
I'll pull up
interviews.
On Friday.
He's gonna pull up.
If I don't go to the Drake Migo concert Saturday, I'll definitely be out there. On Friday.
Never let somebody ride your wave, Joey.
And then of course I'll be at the booth with the Adamas Comics. Of course, we're promoting Alien Ox still. And he has an alternate cover of number one. I don't know if he has number two yet, but he definitely will have copies of number one, issue number one. So if you want to come check us out and say hi to us, we'll be on the floor over there in MegaCon Tampa. So come check us out, okay, this weekend in Tampa, Florida.
We in the building.
Tarek, what's going on with you in your life?
Just follow me. I don't know. It's been a mess. Follow me on Instagram. My name is Tarek.
All right.
You know, please.
Joey, let them know what's going on with you.
Yeah, continue to follow me on the gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise. A lot of people have been really coming for my head after I admitted that MGK beat Eminem in this whole rap battle. That they got going on. I'm just saying.
If I'd known that, we'd have had a little side combo.
Well, if you got some comments for me or what have you, come get the smoke. But I actually just posted the trailer as well for the Captain Marvel.
All right.
So I'm pretty hyped about it, trying to get your thoughts on it. So feel free to share and let's go back and forth about it. And of course, catch me Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight, Wild 94.1, the Bay's Party Station.
Cool. Follow my Nocturnal Life as always. Follow me at DJ Speedy JR. Thank you so much. Follow us on Instagram, Geek Culture Congress on Instagram. Also, like the Facebook page, Geek Culture Congress. Find us on Facebook as well. Thank you so much for listening. And that's it for Geek Culture Congress today. We will be back live, hopefully, from MegaCon Tampa this weekend. So look out for that. Thank you so much. Have a good one, guys.
Peace.